And as we continue to remind you on Monday, following an NFL Sunday when the Lions play, we take time to talk Lions football, figuring that one of these years, one of these long years, we'll eventually follow the Lions on a Monday morning conversation right through a successful season to a Super Bowl Monday morning celebration. I think it's obvious it's not going to be this year. Well, that might have been obvious after the first week. I don't know. This will be a very short conversation this morning, gentlemen.
There was one fan in the stands wearing a bag over his head, and his wife next to him holding up a sign said, "This is not a costume."
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that. That was a good one.
I got to say, we'll talk more about Halloween next hour. I got to say, at my house last night, a dad had his little kid, but the dad had a lion sweatshirt on.
Oh.
And I said, "Wow, is that your costume?" He said it was the scariest one he could find.
Do you have a bag over his head?
No. Probably for safety's sake. Didn't want to be wandering around.
I suppose.
I had a number of things that kept me occupied this weekend. I missed a lot of what was going on, including, we'll talk about Michigan State, too. Can't ignore that, but I didn't see a lot of stuff going on. But by the time I had a chance to actually get to the Lions yesterday, it was already like 41-0.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
You're lucky you missed it.
Apparently, I didn't miss much. What
12 men on the field
happened?
Twice.
Twice.
Dumb stuff. Dumb stuff.
And then they just look lifeless.
And Goff is just too slow and indecisive. He just doesn't act quick enough. He doesn't get rid of that ball. His guys may get free, and by the time he throws the ball, they're covered.
Right. Yeah. It's very, very, very hard. Very hard to watch. And it's... I think there was some hope. There was some hope that after that spirited performance they gave against the Rams last week, maybe they'd return home. And Philadelphia is not a very good football team at all. They're a pretty bad team. And that the Lions just came out there. And this is the second time, in 3 weeks? The second straight home game that they have just appeared lifeless and just disinterested. So,
Dan Campbell's... He's been shouldering the blame all season long. Is it because he just can't inspire this team? Or is this a team that can't be inspired because they're just not good players?
They're not good.
It doesn't matter what he does.
It's a bad team.
A few are good. Very few.
And very few.
We know that we have some key guys who are out injured. I'm not saying they make a difference, but you're missing some key guys. I get that.
But that's still,
I was surprised to see Swift fumble one. That was disappointing because he's one of the bright spots. And in Hockenson, they're like overworking him.
Yeah.
I mean, he had like, eight catches or more than that even, I think.
Right.
So is 0-17 a possibility?
It might be. Like I said, if they couldn't win yesterday's game, then when will they? And I don't know.
And this was, as far as Pat's perfect pigskin prognostications, you think this was the game.
This was it.
I can't see you predicting the Lions to win for the rest of the season.
No.
Upset special or anything.
No. That's it. No more Lions winning for me.
You know what? Then I tell you what. This is so bad, I'm going to make this declaration. Next Monday at this time, I'm going to refuse to talk about the Lions from Sunday. Next Monday, I'm going to refuse.
It's a bye week.
Okay. That makes it easy. So, let's
talk about Saturday,
Talk about Michigan.
Oh, my goodness.
That was
a game.
I'll tell you guys what. I was handing out candy on Saturday night because it was trick-or-treating in Alma on Saturday, and I can't tell you how many people, both Michigan and Michigan State fans, were telling me that was one of the best games I've seen in a long time. Even Michigan fans, even though they lost, they were saying that was a very entertaining game.
How could you not, as a Michigan fan, be impressed by the running?
Kenneth Walker. He has solidified his spot for the Heisman race. He will be in New York City for that ceremony for sure. I mean, you normally don't see running backs dominate that much. You just don't. The quarterback is the guy usually, and or maybe once in a great while you might get a receiver, I guess, but. How he just took over the game, and there really wasn't much Michigan could really do.
No.
They were stacking the box. I think they were doing whatever they could, and they could not stop him.
And the defense, which had been so impressive, which failed miserably, and the offense was My gosh.
Yeah,
you roll up over 500 yards in office.
Yes.
How do you lose?
Right.
And the Spartan coach, was it Tucker?
Yeah, Mel Tucker.
He is really, really intense.
Oh, yeah.
And then he tries to ice the kicker twice by calling two timeouts after he kicked him successfully through the uprights.
Yeah. And so I can give Jake Moody credit, the Michigan kicker, for making the kick eventually near the end of the half. Right. But, you know, it was a great game. I thought it was over. Michigan took that 16-point lead. That the Spartans refused to give up.
No, I understand. Now, there are a couple of key plays. Wolverines had the Spartans, on a 4th and 5?
Yep.
The Spartans convert that.
Yeah, it was a great, probably Peyton Thorpe's best pass of the game, right? It was a beautiful pass. Yeah, down
to which
the
they
eventually
scored a touchdown.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what did I hear? This would have been maybe key if Michigan converts this. It was a 4th down play. Was it supposed to be a fake punt, or was it a mishandled snap that turned into a...
According to Harbaugh, I guess the punter, he fumbled the snap a little bit, and he just started running.
Okay.
So that's what happened
there. You're going to miss that.
The other big play was when the freshman quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, fumbled the handoff with running back Blake Corum, and he was in the game because a lot of Michigan fans were like, why is he in the game at this point, especially since he fumbled on the previous possession. But from what I was reading, Cade McNamara, the starting quarterback, was in the blue tent getting something checked out. So that's why he was not in at that critical moment, because he came right back for the next series. But that's why the freshman was in there at the time. So... I'll tell you what, if there's one thing I will say, congratulations to the Spartans and to Kenneth Walker Jr., who I said is going to be in New York City for the Heisman ceremony. I can't recall the last time a Michigan player has dominated like that. It's been a long time. And I'm not meaning against Michigan State. Yeah. I'm just meaning a game where a Michigan player has dominated like that.
Dominated
just a full game. Maybe Denard Robinson here and there against some bad teams.
Yeah,
but,
with all that running he did, maybe.
But I can't remember. Probably since the Braylon Edwards days. Maybe Charles Woodson. I don't know. But it's been a long time. And Jim Harbaugh now falls. I think his record's 1-10 against top 10 teams on the road. That's not what he was signed up to do. So it's tough.
Nope. You know, it's going to face scrutiny.
Yeah, yes.
Unless they finish strong.
Which, you know,
they still could do.
I'm glad that Michigan only dropped back a couple spots to number 9. I mean, they didn't deserve to drop out of the top 10. That was a great game.
If you're going to lose to a highly ranked team. Don't lose to an unranked opponent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I do have a quick question. Yeah, I got time to ask this. Only because I did see the replay. I'm not saying this would have changed the game, but that ruling on the no touchdown when they said the shin was down.
Yeah. And there was really any evidence, in my opinion, to show that it was.
But what is the shin? I always thought it had to be the knee.
I've heard the shin a few times.
Have you? That was my
question. Problem with it was is that there was no conclusive evidence. Is that Michigan forced the fumble? They scored a touchdown on it. That's how it was ruled on the field. And even the referee, the former referee who was working for Fox that day, he said, "I'm not seeing any evidence. The call on the field is a fumble touchdown." And I'm not seeing any evidence to show that they could overturn it. And, of course, they overturned it.
So, that's interesting. I got to look into that. And I have not heard any big stink made about it either. Like I said, it would make the difference. The ruling was interesting to me because I've never heard a shin down.
Right, I haven't either. Unless,
Kind of hard to get the shin down when it's between the knee and the foot.
Right.
Facing downward. How do you get your shin down?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't either. So, but it was a good game, no matter what. Lived up to the hype, and it will be remembered for a long, long time.
Certainly better than the Lions game. Of course, anything.
Nope. Two more quick things. Central plays Western on Wednesday night, so there's a big rivalry game. And, Dave, I'm sorry about Florida.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm sorry about Florida, too.
Wow. Lost to Georgia.
Yeah, that was dismal.
Well, of course, at least you're losing to the number one team, you know. Oh, and by the way, congratulations, SVSU. Can't forget that. Dominated Davenport. Holy cow.